This week's parsha is Parshas Vayeshlach. In Parshas Vayeshlach, we have the historic confrontation between Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov HaTzadik, and Esav HaRasha. They have not seen each other for 20 years after Yaakov had to run away, after receiving the brachos first from his father Yitzchak, and Esav is coming with 400 men to greet him. Yaakov is very afraid. He takes tactics to save himself and his family. He divides his camp into two, so there will be a she'eris hapleta. He davens to Hashem, and he also sends hundreds and hundreds of animals as gifts of appeasement to Esav HaRasha. Since we are here and we are the Bnei Yisrael, the end of the story, we know Esav does not destroy Yaakov Avinu and his family. He hugs him, he kisses him, he offers to walk together. Yaakov says, "You go ahead of me. My children and my flocks are very slow. We'll catch up with you. In the end of days, say Chazal, will ultimately overtake Esav HaRasha." So we have the historic confrontation. Also in Parshas Vayishlach and Perek Lamed Daled, we have the violation and rape of Dina by Shechem. Shimon and Levi go in and they slay the town, of course, of Shechem in retribution for what has been done to their sister. And Perek Lamed Hey of Parshas Vayishlach, we have Misas Rachel. Rachel Imenu dies in childbirth with Binyamin. She calls him Ben Oni, the son of my pain. His father renames him Binyamin. And of course, she is buried in Kever Rachel, which is today we can still go to and daven there. So I want to focus on part of the confrontation, or I should say the meeting between Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov is afraid for his life and the lives of his family, his wives and his children, but much to his pleasant surprise, you might say, it does not go as he feared, and Esav seems happy to see him. The Pesukim tells, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Vayisa Yaakov Eina Vayar Vihine Esav. But I forgot to tell you also, of course, that the night before the star confrontation and meeting, Yaakov Avinu fights with the Sar Shel Esav all night on the river Yabok. Going back to Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph, and Yaakov lifts his eyes, and behold, there is Esav coming, and there are 400 men with him, and he divides the children among Leah and Rachel and the two Shvachos, and he puts the Shvachos and their children first, and Leah and her children next, and Rachel and Yosef. Remember, Binyamin is not born until Perek Lamed Hey. This is Perek Lamed Gimel. And Rachel and Yosef at the end, and he passes before them, and he bows down seven times until he reaches his brother. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dalet. Vayaratz Esav the Krasso. Esav runs to meet him. Vayechab Kehu. He hugs him. Vayipo al Tzavarav. He falls upon his neck. Vayusha Kehu. And he kissed. He kissed him. It doesn't say who. There was a kiss between the two brothers. So they hugged each other. They fell upon each other's necks. And there's a kiss. Vayibchu. And they cry. Now the question is, why are there dots over the word vayishakehu? And kissed him. So Rashi tells us, okay, vayishakehu and kissed him. Nakud alav. There are dots over this word. V'yesh cholkim b'davar hazeh. There are those, there's a machlokas. Why are there dots? So in the Braisa, in the Sifrei, there's a machlokas as to why there are dots over the word vayishakehu. Yesh adarshu nakuda zula mar shalo nashka b'cholibo. There are those who say the dots mean it wasn't a real kiss with all his heart. He really didn't kiss him with all his heart. You know, it's a display. He met someone, he pecked him on the cheek, but inside he's thinking, I still hate you. That's one opinion. However, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Tana, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who had to hide in the cave from the Romans to learn Torah for 12, 13 years because they wanted to kill him for learning Torah. So he knows this to be true. What does Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai teach us? Halacha hi biyadua she'esav sonei liyakov. It is a known halacha. It is certainly a known halacha that Esav hates Yaakov Ella. So why are there dots? Shenichmu rachamav. At this exact time, his mercy was warmed, his mercy was aroused. But also shau nashka b'chalibo. So taka. Every other time, Esav really hates Yaakov because halacha he biyaduah Esav sona the Yaakov. But this time, his mercy was aroused and his heart was warmed. And taka, he kissed him with his whole heart. So the dots are expounded either. I mean, says Rashi, the machlokas and the Braisa of the Sifrei, either it means he didn't kiss him with his whole heart. That's the first opinion. Or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, no, he did kiss him with his whole heart. So why are there dots to tell you this was an aberration? This is a yotzei min haklal. Even though he kissed him this time with his whole heart, he really hates him with his whole heart. And I once heard Rabbi Shai Shechter say, Rosh Beis Medrash program at the Young Israel of Wilmer, in the name of his father Shlita, Rav Herschel Shechter. Rav Herschel Shechter says that people don't realize halacha hi biyadua she'esav sonei liyakov means we have a halacha We don't eat basar b'chalav. We don't cook basar b'chalav. We don't get hana from basar b'chalav. We have a halacha that we keep taras hamishpacha. We have a halacha that men lay tefillin every morning. So too, we have a halacha, an established fact of Judaism, that Esav is sone liyakov. And sometimes I see articles, you know, the reason for anti-Semitism, combating anti-Semitism, and it doesn't sit so well with me. It's my personal opinion, because there's a halacha yibiyadush, Esav sone liyakov. And va'alu moshi and behar tzion lishparos har Esav until the end of days. So halachi b'yidush, Esav son of Yaakov. And history has taught us time and again. It doesn't mean we chalila provoke the umas ha'olam. It doesn't mean chalila we act in a way that are chilul Hashem. It doesn't mean we try and start up. But we have to accept that part of being an Eved Hashem and born into Am Yisrael is halachi b'yidush, Esav son of Yaakov. So we could write as many articles as we want as a reason for anti-Semitism. But it's a halacha that you don't eat basar b'chalav. And it's a halacha that Esav hates Yaakov. The nekuda I want to bring out is the placement of this Rashi. It seems very strange that Rashi would teach us, Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, halacha yibiyadua she'esav sona liyaakov, at this point in their relationship. There have been plenty of times previous to this point in the biblical narrative where Rashi could have said, oh, you know what, halacha yibiyadua she'esav sona liyaakov. For example, I will give you a perfect example, what I think would be a perfect example, in Parachav Zayin, Pasuk Mem Aleph, after Yitzchak gives the blessings to Yaakov under disguise. So what does the pasuk say? Parachav Zayin pasuk Mem Aleph. Vayistom Esav es Yaakov al habracha asher bercho aviv. Esav harbored hatred towards Yaakov for the blessing which his father blessed him. Vayomer Esav belibo, and Esav said in his heart, Yikruvu yimei evil avi. The days of mourning will come close for my father, meaning after my father dies, because he was an old man at this point. Vaharagas Yaakov achi. I'll kill my brother Yaakov. So I have a shayla. So if Rashi wants to tell me halacha he be a dua she'esav son of Yaakov, so tell to me on Parachav Zayin pasuk Memalef. Rashi isn't quite shy about quoting on Chumash. You can't learn Chumash without Rashi. So why doesn't Rashi say in chapter 27, verse 41, after Yaakov steals the blessing, so to speak, you should know that Yaakov is always going to be hated by Esav. It seems a perfect chance. Why wait till Esav is specifically kissing me to tell me, wait? Esav hates Yaakov. Doesn't make sense. You want to tell me he hates him? So tell him he hates him when he takes a vow to kill him. Now when he's hugging him and he's kissing him and he's crying on his neck. I think from here, we learn an extremely important lesson into our dealings with the Umas HaOlam and living as Jews in Galus since the time of the Churban, even before, and being influenced by the Umas HaOlam, which is a challenge in every Galus. And that is when Esav comes to kill us, and here I mean proverbial Esav, when the enemy comes to kill us, mamash, they come to kill us. So I don't need Rashi to tell me, halacha hi biyadush, Esav son of Yaakov, anyone with half an eye open and half a mind knows that when the enemy comes to kill us, they hate us. It's clear. However, the problem becomes when there are friends, when they hug us, vayichab kehu, when they fall upon our neck, when they kiss us, then we might think, oh, you know, we've been accepted here. They're our friends. They look so nicely on the Jews. They really like us very much. All those other times in history, that was a mistake. That was an aberration. The reality is that Esav, and I mean proverbial Esav and all of his descendants, really like us. They accept us. You see, it's a new age has dawned. The Jews are loved. They tell us, sit us at the table with us. You come to my Xmas party. I'll come to your Hanukkah party. You come to my Easter egg hunt. I'll come to your Passover Seder. They give us a kiss. That's when Rashi needs to come. Rashi, who lived in France. Rashi, who learned in the yeshivas in Germany. Worms, spires, and mains who were entirely killed. We have Kiddush on Tisha B'Av to remember those communities. Rashi, who took Torah back to France, and Rav Soloveitchik says, and I quote, without Rashi, Torah Shebaal Peh would not have survived. Rashi knows, halacha b'yadua she'esav sona liyaakov, and he specifically comes and he tells us, for all time to remember, when the Torah tells you that Esav hates you, I don't need to tell you Esav hates you, because you know Esav hates you, he wants to kill you. Yekruvu yamei evil aviva hargas yaakov avchi, so you don't need anyone to tell you, and Esav swears to kill you, so he's coming to kill you. What's the problem? When we become so comfortable in our relationship with Umas HaOlam, when we become so friendly, when we think that now we're friends, that they hug us, they kiss us, they fall upon our neck, they share our bread, they invite us to their homes, Rahmana Latzlan, they think that we're friends. That's when you have to know, says Rashi, their true colors will come out. Do not be fooled, do not be deceived. Halacha b'yaduah she'esav sona liyakov. Of course, it relates closely to the next parak, which is parak Lamed Daled. Shechem vayedaber al lev hanara. He spoke to her heart. Shechem didn't say to Dina, I want to kill you. He just went out and he made her fall in love with him, so to speak. Salvechik says, people don't understand Maisa Shechem. What did Shimon and Levi do? It was a question of kill the enemy or be killed. Yaakov and his family would have been lost to assimilation. It's also Hanukkah's upcoming in a week and a half, and it's also a very telling reminder for the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. The Yevanim did not come to kill us outright. No Shabbos, no Mila, no Torah, no Rosh Chodesh. We're your friends. Sometimes when they're our friends, it's even more dangerous, Rahman al-Assan, than when they come to kill us outright. And therefore Rashi says, Oh, vayishakehu, Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Halacha hi biyadua she'esav son of Yaakov, Rahman al-Assan, the Ribbono shel Olam should save us. I'm enemies of all kinds until the end of days. Va'alu Moshim Behar Tzion, the Shpodas Har Esav. And then it'll be Vahaya Hashem Lamelech HaKol Haaretz Bayayam Uya Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, and I thank you for learning with me. Kol Tov.